You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Hi. Hi, and you're listening to You're Grounded with myself, Ella Dorn, and my okay co-host, Emma Dorn. Woo, give it up for Emma Dorn. Woo.
Thank you so much. You know, you slagged me about my intro, but your intro sounds very similar to my intro. Just, FYI.
I don't know, man. Don't know what you're talking about.
So, what's going on? The exams are done.
Finito.
Yes.
No more school ever. School is out for summer. School is out forever.
Well, you're back in September.
Woo! School is out for summer. School is out forever.
Okay. But you're back in September.
Woo!
And so what have you been up to now that you've got the exams behind you?
Went to IKEA today.
Yeah. So you came back today. You dropped the boys to school for me. Thanks very much.
Yep. Best sister.
And you went off. You rang me while you were while I was filming to say, do I have to collect the boys now?
Because I was presumed that I didn't, but I was walking. Unsure. I was getting further away from the house and I was like, oh.
Yeah. No, so then you came back this evening and you said, oh, guess where I was? And I was like, I don't know. What was my guess? I said, Dundrum. And then you're like, oh, I had meatballs. And I was like, IKEA. So you went to IKEA with your friend.
Yeah.
Which is my idea of hell.
He's a little nosy. It was great.
Okay. I'll get back to that point. But you had meatballs. You managed to go around IKEA and not purchase a single thing.
Didn't need anything.
Not a face cloth, not a teaspoon.
The teddies were nice, but I didn't need anything.
Didn't buy anything.
They didn't need anything. But I'm not moving into my own gaff. Like, I didn't need anything.
But the thing I don't understand about when you say, like, oh, just set for a nosy. You can't just go for a nosy to IKEA. You have to go around the whole place.
Yeah. We had a great little time in all the little rooms. All the little kitchens and the bedrooms, and it was nice, it was fun.
He's high or something?
No, we're just having a little nosy.
Are you sniffing glue?
Yes, but that's beyond the point. Half of your audience will be like, oh my God, Ella, you're so right. I would love an all-day trip to IKEA. Couldn't imagine anything better.
Yeah, but they wouldn't come out empty-handed.
Some of them would prefer to come out empty-handed. They probably respect my restraint. And they're like, good job, Ella. Glad you had a fun time in IKEA. And yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had a fun time.
Have a fun time in IKEA.
And so what else have you been getting up to?
What else?
Going to Heaton's.
What's Heaton's mean?
A shop.
There's a Heatings. Radiators.
Easy living.
Like, easy radiators.
You've had a few nights out, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been working, got some breakfast with some friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, just been vibing.
And
vibes. I was in a taxi the other night and the taxi man's phone started ringing and it was the same ringtone as mine. So I was like, oh, is that my phone? But obviously it was over he had his own speaker.
Okay.
Throughout the whole taxi. And mine would have just been vibrating in my bag. And I was like, oh my God, is that my phone?
Were you hammered?
No.
That's always
the most worrying part is that when I do stuff like this, I'm sober. I would be a danger to myself and others. Not sober.
So what's going on with filming today? What's going on with Hee?
Filming today.
Because we haven't heard an update about Hee.
Filming today.
People are wondering.
Oh, grand. No one's wondering.
Yes, no they one's, are.
No one's wondering. Grand. How Did was you? Filming today?
Just whistle. So it's all grand, is it?
Yep.
Yeah. No more quicksand.
No, we're
keeping to indoor activities.
Yes. Oh, I went mini golf on Tuesday.
Who'd you go and play mini golf with?
Some friends. I came first and I came second. So Ryder Cup, here I come.
You have a great life, haven't you?
Just enjoying somewhere.
Here comes the summer. So you got the mates on the go. You're going to IKEA. You're going to play crazy golf.
Yeah.
You're going out for breakfast and stuff with Hee.
Remember? No, I went out for breakfast with my friends.
Oh, where did you go with Hee?
Nowhere.
Sure.
Did you not go to the cinema or something?
No, I haven't been to the cinema in weeks.
Okay.
Did you go for lunch?
No.
There was something. I just can't remember what it was now.
So.
I love the way you're peering at me over your over the top of your glasses.
Librarian like an L on
with your dressing gown on there.
Well, we're not filming today, so I'm allowed to wear a dressing gown.
Yeah, we just thought we wouldn't film today. I'm gonna
get too attached to it.
Today is Tuesday. Episode will go out tomorrow, Wednesday, and I'm gonna share.
And the next day is Thursday, and then it's Friday. Then it's Saturday.
Are you trying to get yourself
then it's my birthday?
Are you trying to get yourself grounded?
Well, name of the game, isn't it?
Look at her there slurping on her water. I think she's great.
They can't look at me.
I'm going to share a sketch tomorrow on my Instagram page that me and Ella did way, way, way back in the day.
8 years ago.
Yeah, that's a long old time. And it's your birthday on Sunday.
Yeah.
So what are your plans for Sunday?
We're going to have something in the gaff.
Yeah, we're going to have something in the gaff because it's Joe's birthday then as well in a couple of days. So
let's have a little.
The Ella and Joe birthday parade.
The Joella.
Yeah. Are you going to go out on your birthday or anything?
I might go out after we've done it, done here.
Yeah. Any plans?
No plans. I'm off. I asked for the Sunday, Monday off.
Okay.
And I was given the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. So.
Okay.
I'll do something over those days. I'll organise some stuff.
Your last year as a teenager.
Yeah. Woo.
Woo. Woo. Woo. It starts speeding up now rapidly.
I don't really like the age 19. I feel like it's a bit of a
boring one.
It's a bit of a like a filler age, like 17.
Yeah.
It's like may as well just be 20. Like it's a bit of a.
And we went for breakfast during the week.
Oh yeah,
me, you and Shane. Yeah. And I got eggs Benedict,
hard boiled eggs Benedict.
What?
Yeah, my favourite part was when your one asked the customer to leave the seat because she was going to go on her break.
And that was her seat? So bizarre. I won't name and shame the place, but it was insane.
If I did that at work, I'd actually be walloped out with the place.
It's not Nutgrove, it's kind of near Nutgrove. Mm. And I just thought when I ordered Eggs Benedict that it would be a gooey egg, a runny egg.
That's expected.
So we'll be going back there again, I can tell you. Your yolk was burnt. What did you get?
My toast was burnt.
Yeah.
just do the toast again. Like, it's not that.
Yeah.
Sliced toast. Coffee was good, though. Let's look in the positives. Coffee was good. Company was good, you know.
Company was good.
Company's good.
So. We'll try, next day we're free, we're going to try Elephant and Castle, maybe get breakfast there instead. But sure, look, you live and learn.
There's some nice places around.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. It just didn't happen.
Guaranteed good places.
So, what have I been up to?
Yeah.
I've been doing different...
Any IKEA things?
No IKEA things. I've just been doing different filming. So, I was in...
Guys, it's like a secret, but like she'll tell you guys soon. Like she's just being quiet because like secret projects in making. But like soon, guys, soon you'll know. It's like
why
secrets,
are you
though.
On around? You're I it's don't like
secrets,
this.
Secrets,
I meant to,
those,
sorry, I meant to,
secrets. But like soon she'll tell you guys. Just be patient. I'm so grateful for your patience. So grateful. Hashtag blessed.
I don't like this role reversal where you're taking the piss out of me. I don't appreciate it in the slightest. I was down in Limerick. I was filming at the weekend and now I'm filming a yoke for the next few weeks.
Mm.
But when I was down in Limerick, the weather was lovely over the weekend and, you know, it was all very nice. And on Saturday night, I said to myself, I said, you know what? I'm going to go and get some food. And I didn't want to stay in the hotel because it was just mad busy and there was like hen parties and stuff. And I just wanted a bit of a quiet vibe. And I stuffed to look over, so like I wasn't going to be having a drink or whatever. So I was having a look around and then I'd been on the phone to Shane earlier and he said, oh, sure, get yourself Chinese and look on Google to see the reviews. Okay, I was like, all right, I'll do that. So there was this one right beside where it was. It was either Wong's or Wok's. Can't remember.
You know, it's going to be bad. I feel like a lot of bad Chinese is...
They all have mad names, though.
I feel like whenever you go to a Chinese down the country, it's never good. Oh. Hashtag shade. Shade. Someone...
Yeah.
That's massive shade. Well, I don't want to offend no culties here.
I got a... But, I know, you're a culty.
I know.
I got... The last time I got a spice bag outside of Dublin was Drogheda, and it was terrible. But yeah. That was before COVID. It was a long time ago. So I went to this place.
It tracks. See, never a good
the
spice
bag. The reviews looked good, and the place is kind of big and spacious, and it wasn't all kicking off. And I was like, right, I'll go in there. Got the spice bag because I noticed that someone else's spice bag, right? So I was like, okay, got my spice bag, wasn't good. They didn't have the seasoning and they've no onions.
Oh, major flop there.
So it's just chicken and chips. And then a Limerick native told me that the spice bag is just the Limerick hasn't perfected this. This is what a native told me.
So and Limerickan told you this, so yes, you know it's true.
So, I mean, that was the only little... And then I was told that Chicken Hut was amazing and I should have gone there and it was fucking right beside it. So I completely bottled that. But look, you live and learn, you move.
Next time. Yeah. Next time you'll know to go to Chicken Hut.
So that was Limerick. It was good old fun and, yeah, just doing more bits, more recent maps. But
hush, hush.
I don't know if it is because I was like... Can I take phone again? It's like, no. I was like, okay. So I can't post them.
Secrets. Be patient, guys.
If you see me on the street.
Something's in the works.
If you see me on the street, just ask me.
Something's in the works.
I wanted today.
You're looking at me like.
Yeah, well, I want you to stop slagging me for a second.
Okay, sorry.
You can't believe that worked.
You're great. You're great. You're beautiful. And you're my favorite mom.
Thank you.
Well, second favorite, but.
Shut your face.
Top three.
Top three. What has IKEA done to you today? This energy.
It's giving me more confidence.
I don't like that friend you were hanging out with today. I think she's a bad influence. Mm, just she all
Anne.
Who doesn't follow me on Instagram, Anne. Ella, show me your story today. I've never seen your Instagram handle before in my life.
She doesn't listen to the podcast. Chose
to follow Anne.
She doesn't listen to the podcast.
Stupid bitch. Okay, so. Cool. Yes. I wanted to ask you about. Not that. No, I was going to say, oh, your birthday.
Reverse.
I wanted to ask you about family holidays, seeing as it's summertime.
Yes.
And I've heard you talk about family holidays, but we haven't spoken about this yet. So I'd love to hear some of your memories,
like thoughts. Core memories of summer holidays.
Let's unlock some core memories.
Summer holidays.
So what's your earliest memory of a holiday, do you know?
My earliest memory of a holiday is probably when when all of the your brothers and like all the cousins went down somewhere.
Oh, yes.
I don't know where we went. No recollection of where we went. There was like a few houses.
Yes.
Down the country somewhere. Where was that?
Don't know, maybe Cork?
Something, I don't know, everyone was there.
Yeah,
so it's
kind
of like, we went places before that, but that's like...
Yeah, you remember that
I remember
one.
That.
Yeah.
And the only thing I remember from it though is...
Oh, it's going to be something bad, is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know what it is, do you?
No, I don't know. Oh, again.
It's something bad that I did. It's not something, no one's at fault, but we were all playing, all the cousins, la la la. And I'm like the oldest cousin and one of my younger cousins was like walking in and I closed the door, but I closed the door in her fingers.
Oh.
I closed the door in her fingers and...
Like, which is a big hullabaloo, was it?
Like she was crammed afterwards. Like she was like, she cried for a bit, then she was like, I'm okay. But yeah. I was like, oh my God, I'm hurt. I was like crying inconsolably for like an hour.
Do you know what? Now that you do that little impression of yourself crying, that's completely what you were like when you were younger. You'd get real upset.
Oh my God, I was so worked up about it.
You thought you'd done something wrong or if you'd upset somebody.
Mm. I still do, yeah.
Yeah. Tommy's a little bit like that as well.
Mm.
Look at you making a face. Just like, he doesn't do it for me when he's upset me. No, he's...
I would thought Joe was more like that.
Yeah, Joe, yeah.
But anyway.
But like crying for a long time about something emotional.
Mm.
But I think I do nearly remember that now when you say.
Mm.
It was, you know the way the other day we were talking about, like, so when I used to bring you out places, And when you're at the age of getting dressed yourself, sure. This is a real summer memory out for me. Yeah, out you. So, you know, when little kids are starting to dress themselves, Ella would either wear, not always.
Not always, guys.
Not always.
Once or twice.
But sometimes you go like out once. And you'd, however it would happen, like you'd realize that she was wearing like two pairs of knickers. So she wouldn't take off her knickers from the previous day and she just put the new pair up on over the old ones. And then some, the odd time she'd just be have no knickers at all and you bring her to a playground and you're like, okay, time to go home. You're like, great, she's wearing no knickers. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Fake news.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. For me now, it's, I think there's always that thing of like, you're like, do I have memories of things or is it because people have always like told stories about it? But we didn't really go like abroad. Mm. But one trip that we did, and this is very of the time, as they would say, is we went to Holyhead for a day.
Mm.
So you would get on the ferry like mad early in the morning. So you'd probably have to get up at like 3 or something, head off to get on the ferry real early, go over to Wales, and you'd have a couple of hours in Holyhead, and then you'd have to go back and get on the ferry. Like what? What a fucking rigmarole! We also went to London before. That was good. I remember lots from that.
Were we there for a night or?
No, we were
did
there.
You sleep over? Or?
We were there for maybe like I don't know 5 days or something. Okay, whatever.
A little bit more reasonable.
But I'm pretty sure that was the first time we went abroad as a family, and I was maybe about 10, 9 or 10, something like that. And I had a bum bag with me. And I remember in my bum bag, which is kind of ironic now because I'm wearing a bum bag right now, but I had like a whole load of crap in it.
Oh, obviously. Yeah.
You know, like, you know those little puzzles you used to have, like you'd move the tiles and make a picture or something? I had stuff like that in it. Yeah. I remember.
And like a lip gloss.
Yeah, a lip gloss.
And like a
rubber.
Yeah.
A rubber.
A smelly, and like a 2 pound or something.
A smelly rubber or something. So that was pretty good. But I do remember, I don't know if you had any family summer holidays like this, but I do remember we went to Waterford a few times. So when my brothers were teenagers and I was a bit younger and they were real grumpy and grouchy about going and I had to sit in the middle of them in the back of the car and they'd have like their legs spread out real wide and they'd be squashed and they'd be both listening to like their Discmans or something because they were so into their music. And we go down to this house in Waterford. There'd be no telly. And like, I think we went for 2 weeks. Like, what the fuck? Off the grid for 2 weeks.
Two weeks is a long time.
No phone. Regardless. No phone.
Yeah,
either.
2 weeks is a long holiday anyway.
And like, all I could do was go out. Like, there was this donkey in the field beside us. All I could do was go out and feed that donkey. And then, like, that was fucking it. Couldn't walk to the shop. Couldn't, like what?
2 weeks with the donkey. Did you name the donkey?
I'm sure I did. Like, we played, like,
is this the donkey that James rode or is that a different donkey?
Okay, so what happened with the donkey, right? As I say, we were there for 2 weeks.
This is the donkey.
Okay, 2 weeks, okay? I think it probably took a week for like Simon and Stephen to like kind of even get on board with it. Like, so we used to like, we'd play cricket. We'd play cricket. Okay, cricket, right? So that was something like the three of us could play. Anyway, cricket, like what the fuck? Anyway, so I was going out to this donkey and Margie gave me a carrot or maybe an apple or something. And then, so what happened was one day, not one day, but the old man who owned the field and the donkey would come over and have a chat. Now, obviously I hadn't been outside of Dublin very much. I didn't have any like cousins and stuff that were like, you know, countryside cousins really that I went to like go and spend time with or visit. So this lad started talking to us and I hadn't a breeze what he was saying. Like I never knew what he was saying.
Yeah.
Didn't know what he was saying. And I think Marge would be having a chat to him and James would be having a chat to him. So then one day we're out there and Marge and James are out there and I'm out there and the man says to us, I was mad for horses, but I don't think, I don't even know if I'd been on a horse, mm. right? Oh God, what a sap, right? So he asks us, do we want a ride on the donkey? Mm. And I don't know whose idea it was, but they were like, oh, get on the donkey with your dad.
Mm.
I was like, okay, so get on the donkey with James. James mm. is sitting behind me. Mm. And the old, so we're sitting on the donkey mm. and it's all good. There could even be a photograph of us mm. at this point sitting on the donkey. And then the old man behind whacks the donkey on the hole, right? Now fucking whacks the shit out of the donkey's hole. And the donkey took off, right? With me and James on the donkey. And the donkey...
I didn't realise that you were on the donkey as well.
Yes! That's the whole thing. I was on the fucking donkey as well. I was... Like, this is pure Ella... Like, you as a kid, that is me as a kid. And I'm in my little summer shorts and my little summer t-shirt that probably says... Girls are fab or something.
Dad!
So the donkey takes off, right? And like, I know a donkey can't really gallop, but it's, you know,
it's going fast enough.
It's like. Going fast. And the donkey throws us into a ditch. And James fell on top of me.
Of course.
So I was like crushed. And I'm in a ditch. It's like nettles and stuff, right? Like, so I'm hurt. I'm hurt, right? And I'm doing the whole, like, you know, that crying. Yeah. I love how much you're enjoying this. But like, yeah, they're and that cry. And like, we're walking back towards Margie mm. and the old man. So I'm feeling like super, super sorry for myself. Mm. And I see Margie. And at first, I was like, oh, she looks upset because she kind of had her face or her hand over her face. I thought she was upset. I thought she was upset, the naivety. And as I get closer, I see that she has her legs crossed so she doesn't piss herself. And she's laughing. She's laughing at me. Terrible.
Nurse.
Yeah, the nurse. She was pissing herself laughing. And I was like... So that took a bit of a shine off the fucking donkey, I can tell you. But there was grey holidays. There was grey holidays and lots of fun. But the main thing about the holidays was the car breaking down all the time. Mm. And it would always break down in the rain.
Mm.
And James doesn't really like driving. So there's always a lot of tension in the car when he drove. Like when I think of it now, right? So at one point when we moved to Rathfarnham, I was going to school in Terenure because when we were in Tala, there was a bus from Tala to Terenure and loads of people went to the school, right? So I stayed in the school for another year when we moved to Rathfarnham. Now, as an adult, I know the distance between Rathfarnham and Terenure is absolutely nothing.
Mm. Like you could have just continued in that school. Really, like...
Oh, yeah, but there'll be people like, in Rathfarnham. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not that big of a...
I suppose, but it's nice to be able to walk to your school.
Yeah, naturally.
But like. Totally could have stayed. James used to give me a lift to presentation every morning. So now, obviously, there'd be a bit of traffic, but like, whatever. He'd be in the car, shaving, electric razor every morning. He'd be smoking in the car and he'd be like effing and blinding at all the drivers. And I remember as a little kid, I used to think this was like a massive journey.
Mm.
And then as an adult, I was like, this is like a 15-minute drive. I was like, what was the big fucking thing about? He just hates driving though. So him driving, you know.
10 minutes is like an hour.
15 years ago, probably more. 20, I can't do maths, 20, over 20 years ago, driving somewhere down the country would have taken ages in the car and he hates driving and it would have been tense, do you know?
Mm.
But no, we had lots of nice holidays. Did I ever, now do you ever remember when we went on holidays, me, Effin and Jeffin in a car?
No, just getting lost a lot.
Yeah.
good one for getting lost.
I used to get lost. Yeah. Shane had a good joke there the other day because I got when I went to Limerick. Mm. So I've been to Limerick loads of times, done gigs in Limerick. And I was all set and I'd given myself loads of time and I had music on and I'm driving. And then I was like, hang on a second. I was like, where is this sending me? And what's wrong?
Just checking.
Oh, you're just checking. Sat-nav was off and I was just driving aimlessly down the road. So I was just on autopilot. So I had to which is really awkward on the motorway. I had to do a big loop thing and the traffic was real heavy and it was real hot. And I was like, anyway, thank God I left and gave myself loads of time.
Well, I have great sense of direction. So I definitely didn't.
Oh, but I have to tell you Shane's joke. Producer Shane. Hey, Shane. Shane's joke was if there was a subscription for Google Maps, you'd be the first to sign up, which is true. If a subscription for Google Maps was £200, I'd be like, yeah, grand. Because I couldn't survive without it. But yeah, I did get lost a lot with you. Parties, apologies.
Parties is the big one. Parties is the big lost thing. Going over to Leisureplex, you're like, oh my God, where am I going? Been there last week and you're like,
No, well, I know, Stillorgan Leisureplex, RIP, I know where that is.
Now you do, yeah.
But sure, I was driving that way to college all the time. No, there was a place in Rathcoole. Mm. That was the one that used to fuck me over. Mm. There was a place in Rathcoole, some play place. And I remember one time, oh my God, horrific. I was bringing it over to Rathcoole. And this is back in the day where, oh my God, Christ, I'm getting fucking PTSD just talking about this. I would have to go online and go on to AA Route Finder. AA fucking Route Finder, Ella, to bring you to a shagging party. Type in where I was going and print it out and have that beside me on the passenger seat. I was bringing you out to Rathcoole one time and I ended up at Dublin Airport. And I completely...
I didn't realize this is airplane themed.
Oh my God, I completely lost my mind. I was just like, because sometimes when I start getting lost, I'm not as bad now. Because a friend of mine was like, look, if you're on the way there, if you turn right, remember then on the way back, you've got to turn left, you know, and kind of try and visualize. And I was like, yeah, okay. But I was so, so bad that I would get to a point with driving that I just would start turning any which way because my brain would shut off. And I just, oh my God.
What
so
I
stressful.
Do is that if I'm realizing that I'm getting lost, I'll just keep going.
Yeah, see, I do a bit of that.
Do you remember when I had that? God, it was years ago. I had some retreat for school.
Oh my God. And it was local.
It was in Knockline. It was in the Rua Centre. It's in the Rua Centre. In Knockline, beside the Super Value.
And where did you end up? A fucking Tala or something? To collect you from the square? You just kept walking.
No, I didn't get to the square. I got to where did I get to? I was past Ferry House.
Are you gone past the bridge over the M50?
Yeah, well past that.
Okay,
yeah.
So to give this in context to people. So this place that Ella was going to for this retreat, you're in fourth years, Mickey Mouse or whatever. It's about... What would you say?
15-minute walk.
A 15-minute walk from your school. Yes.
And Shane, when we were doing the directions, Shane's like, just go to your school and then go around the back. And I was like, this is going over my head. Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So I decided to go past one of the other. I was supposed to turn right at Columbkills.
Yeah.
A little bit after Columbkills. And then I got kind of mixed up with the roundabout.
Yeah. And she's on foot. So you'd walk.
I'm on foot. And I have Google Maps on my phone as well. And the time just keeps on going.
Did you not cough maybe just turn around?
I did, yeah, but I was but it would just redirect me.
Yeah.
It just kept on redirecting me. And so it was half an hour, 40 minutes, an hour.
You were in.
An hour and a half.
You were in a heap that day. So basically, you had walked in the wrong direction for about 3 miles. And I have to say. But what you did was you're looking at your phone and you're looking at Google Maps and you're like, I'm not there. I'll just keep walking. The time is telling you it's going to take you longer now. It's telling you it's further away. And you're like, no, fuck it. I'll just keep walking in the same direction. So you'd walk. You've done that for 3 miles. And then you rang me, didn't you, or something? And you're like, hey. Why are you crying?
Probably.
Because as well, you were real good. Like, student, I didn't want to be late. So you didn't want to be late. You were never late for stuff. Like, so there'd be other people that'd be saying to themselves, it's fucking retreat, like, fuck that. And Ella's basically nearly walking up the M50 now at this stage. I'm so sorry. It's been passed. It's genetic. James has it, I have it, you have it. But yeah, you phoned me. Could you come and collect me? And I was like, okay, yeah, no, just calm down. Where are you? Like, I don't know. So then you gave me a vague idea of where you were, but I just had to drive. And I was like, I told you what side of the, I was like, I'm not going to give her too much information. I just told you what side of the road to stand on. So that, like, yeah, you'd see me or whatever. And then I remember you getting into the car and I was like, what the fuck is going on here? I was like, do you want to go home or do you want to go? And you're like, no, I want to go. You were like 3 miles away. You weren't at the square, but you were well on your way. I'm sorry, but you were walking. So when you didn't want, is that why you didn't want driving lessons for your birthday? You were just like, if I drive, I'm just going to just drive a car off a cliff.
I'm just going to go off the edge of the world. Yeah.
You're just going to veer to the left and go, it's not worth it anymore. I'm never going to get home again.
I'm in like rock car or something. Like, I'm never going to get back.
But when you use Google Maps, do you put the sound on?
I can't remember if I had the sound on that time.
Because sometimes when I'm walking, it is hard when you're using Google Maps and you're walking somewhere. You have to walk a little bit, like not 3 miles, but you have to walk a little bit. So you're like, oh no, I'm going the wrong direction.
Yeah.
But I've gotten better. You have, but that was.
That was a low point.
You've been good. Because I saw you leave in the morning and you've been gone forever. So when you rang me, I was like, what's. She on a break or something? Break from the retreat? And it's like, she's still not there.
It's like when I was shopping. I was in shops with people multiple times over the last few days. Mm. And the amount of times I go to exit the shop and start walking the same, like the way that we came from.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Every single time. I'm like, okay, guys. And I'm going off to the left and everyone's like, Ella. Literally there 5 seconds. Goes, oh, okay.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't think that's unusual. I think just kind of keep walking in the wrong direction, even though you've Google Maps in your hand, somewhere that's 15 minutes from your house. Yes! Is kind of strange.
I know how to get there now, though.
You do. Thank God.
I nearly didn't make it to the Lewis from Dundrum.
What happened there?
The Lewis.
Oh, you had a panic attack about that as well when Shane was trying to tell you where the Lewis was. You were just looking at him like, I don't know what the fuck you wanted him to do. You do this, can't, but you come into us. Leave the mic alone, you mad bitch. You come into us and you're like, for example, you're like, I have to go to Santry tomorrow. How am I going to get to Santry? We're just like, look it up. Like, I think 16, but like, just fucking look it up. This is the thing, like, you actually have Google. You have it all there at your fingertips.
I do, yes. I've gotten better.
You have gotten better, but I do see the panic face come in, and you come in and you're making, your face has gone all scrunchy and you've got your phone in your hand and you're like, so I have to get out to Drumcondra tomorrow. And I know, are you coming in just going, oh, maybe Emma will give you a lift?
No, genuinely not.
Now you are getting better, but Christ, I mean, you couldn't have gotten fucking worse.
No.
Is the other side.
That is very true.
So now they're...
I get to the place now. I do have a little hiccup. Yeah. And I get a little bit lost. But I do end up in the place. I'm on time as well. Because I leave early. Because I know that I'm going to have a little hiccup. So
family holiday memories have been okay.
Yeah. Well, there was me drowning nearly.
What was
in
that?
The ocean.
Oh, and you keep walking into the sea all the time. Sorry, I'm not taking the rap for that.
I remember it as drowning. I saw seaweed. It was scary.
But you constantly kept walking into the sea all the time.
because we stopped off at the sea.
Yeah, but you,
and you like go into the sea, Anna. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, a little paddle, but yeah, you just
you told me to go in, so I went.
I think you tripped.
Yeah,
you were. The water was up to like mid calf. You tripped, and you're like, whoa, whoa. Like, I was just like, it's okay, it's okay. Like, but looking at each other, like, what the fuck? You okay? I got a bit of a fright. You got a bit of a fright. Hey, Grant, what the fuck? I know, but that's understandable. Nobody likes tripping in the water. And
then there was dog poo sick.
Oh, don't talk. No, talking about that now.
Just, you know, dogs just getting
traveling,
sick.
Going on holidays with dogs.
Just, it's always.
And you find out your dog can't handle the car.
Has got travel sickness. And your child has got travel sickness as well. So.
The Travias, fuck's sake. Travias have been pukers.
Mm.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
We try.
God, maybe we shouldn't have talked about this now. I just find, I'm finding this all, it's unearthing a lot of memories.
Mm. I've never gotten sick on a plane. Or on a boat. So,
You been on a boat? Have you been on a ferry?
I've been on a ferry and I didn't enjoy it, but I didn't get sick.
I went on a ferry before with my friend when I was younger, and I was like, I didn't get sick, but I was like, great.
It doesn't feel good. Like,
but it was because we were like young and we were just like running around in circles. Like, that didn't help. I was going to ask you this week if you wanted to talk about drugs, but you're like, there's no point because it's only going to last about 2 seconds.
I was more in the mood for family holidays.
Well, maybe next week we might talk about drugs. See what's really going on with you. I know, but the only reason I say that is because I'd be interested to see how different it is from when I was your age.
Different attitudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like your experiences compared to my experiences. I don't mean of doing drugs, but just of drugs as a conversation. So maybe we'll do that next week.
Yeah.
Or if there's anything you, the listener, would like to hear us rattle on about, get in touch. We're always here for you.
I'll be there for you. I'll give you directions, lads. Send us a DM where you want to go. I'll get you there.
Panic stations.
I'll get you there. Don't even ask Google Maps. I'll direct you.
Is there anything you'd like to promote, Ella? Anything coming up?
No, not at the moment. Keeping the schedule light with the comedy stuff for the moment.
Okay,
just
good.
Just doing
for
some writing.
Lovely.
Doing some writing at the moment. Yeah. So keeping the stand up a little bit light at the moment. But
okay.
June is
where it's at.
June, I'll be everywhere. Fully booked. Cool. June. Get ready, lads.
I'm in the intro on Saturday. I'm going to be at that quiz for me mate on Friday, Kirbury. And then on Sunday, some other gig, but I can't remember. I think it's Dorky. Yeah, no, it's your birthday.
You have a gig on my birthday?
Yep. But sure, you're going to go out with your mates.
Not anymore, I'm not.
Oh, changing our story. Anyway, what, are you going to go out with me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening. If you could rate, review and subscribe, it would be much appreciated.
For us.
I think we're getting into the groove of the L podcast now, aren't we?
Don't jinx us.
Anyway, thanks for listening. We do appreciate it.
This is the shittest episode.
What? Is it?
No, I just meant that like you would just be like, got into the groove when everyone's thinking like, oh, this
no,
is
No, I
shit
mean,
ass.
I feel like we're in the groove of like doing episodes. You know what I mean? Because it takes, well, yeah, it takes a while, I think, to get into an get into a podcast. But anyway, listen, thanks very much for listening. We do appreciate it because it's a nice way for us to catch up as well. And if you have any questions about hee, please get in touch.
No,
because I think soon I'm going to do a little question box, ask us anything. No. But hee, okay.
No.
Chat to you soon.
Peace out.
Bye.